Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need
you. Bring me joy when I'm down.
That's great. All right, Montreal, yes, welcome to The Spot on CKUT with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. I'm so happy to be here, all right? It's bright out. It's starting to look like, I mean, it's still cold today, but it's starting to feel like we are almost done with all of this. And by this, I mean winter. I'm not sure about COVID yet, so, you know, that is to be determined. But I'm happy. I am. And today is our Grammy special. If you know, you know that last night was the biggest night in music, as they say. And the Grammy Awards were awarded to various artists. So there's a lot to talk about and unpack about the show and about the awards. I believe that I think this was the first virtual Grammy. Yeah. Well, not virtual. It's like, I mean, it was like socially distanced. It was coronified. It was the coronified Grammys last year when the Grammys were held. Corona hadn't really hit yet. So this was an interesting show. So we're definitely going to get into it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to play a bunch of music from like the Grammy winners. So, and we're going to go through all like these different categories of winners and, you know, only the ones I care about, to be honest with you. And we're going to hear songs from the winners or some people that won really big last night. So we're definitely going to get into that. And if you don't, you really should follow us on social media, because if you did, you would have known that this was our Grammy special. So we are on Twitter at @thespot903. We are on Instagram at @thespot903. And if you want to follow my personal page, I'm at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusique. The music is spelled in French on all platforms. First of all, we got to talk about Megan Thee Stallion, because Megan had a night last night, okay? She seemed to be more excited about the fact that Beyonce was at the Grammys than the fact that she won. But, you know, it was a good night for Megan. She looked amazing. She looked gorgeous, you know. So we have to talk a little bit about the rap segment. So that's what we're going to start off with. We're going to do a little rap roundup. So also Nas won for Best Rap Album with King's Disease. So we're going to get into a couple Megan Thee Stallion tracks, and then we're going to get into a track from Nas's album. So you're going to hear the Savage Remix, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Megan Thee Stallion Crybaby featuring DaBaby, and then also Nas with Spicy featuring Fivio Foreign and ASAP Ferg. Let's get into it. I'm so excited for today's show. We'll be back.
No smoke with me. Okay. Then turn his mo up 800 degree. My whole team eat chefs cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, bon appetit.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot tunchi. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage, okay. Classy, bougie, ratchet, okay.
Sassy, moody, nasty. Hey, acting stupid. What was happening? What was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking, stupid. What was happening?
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics. I just raise my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. You could got this here from Tina. I'm a savage. Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking stupid. What's happening? Like the stallion with the knees. He be like, yeah, how that thing moving in the jeans. Ay, even Depot L couldn't do it like me, like me.
In here.
I'm coming straight up out that third, whip the whip like I stirred it. Wood grain, we swerving, keeping his mind all on these curves. Coop fly like a bird, cold on him like birds. Always keep my word, no, I don't do crosswords. Tell you in a writing like them hot girls, them hits. I hopped this hit the way I hopped up and slid. I pop my lip, now watch me pop up again. I mop the float, now watch me sweep up these ends.
I'm savage. Classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening?
Want me keep on my diamonds and sex? What's your name? Keisha.
Key.
Jasmine.
Jazz.
Kiera. Megan.
Go.
Lisa. Ashley. Sierra. Sarah. She got her hands on her knees with that in the air. Who that look the player? If her friends ain't around to record it, she been over, shake that little in the mirror. Like, I am. What the gotta do for your number? Shorty came through with that so good, I said, I ain't using no rubber. Way she make that bounce, think I love her. Got that in that mouth from her mother. Type to make your bae mad, you in trouble. NBA playoffs, that this a bubble. Like, come on, come on, throw that back.
That ain't the baby, that's my baby.
Her friends and her mom hate me.
Go!
Lay down on the bed, do the cry, baby.
Go!
She ain't gave me none of that in a while. She had the boy waiting, I don't mind waiting. Oh, you ain't gonna respond to my text?
Oh, yeah?
Want me keep on my diamonds with sex? What's your name?
When,
real hot girl.
Ay. Lay on my stomach, toot it up, do the cry, baby. Look back, hold it open, now he annihilated. Moaning like a f*** when he hit this. Damn, he probably wanna wear my hoodie. Choke me, spank me, look at me, thank me. If I give it to another, he'll hate me. Spit, slurp, give him that word. Feel too fast for me, not a hurt. Deeper, deeper, I need a reaper. Thought I was in trouble, how he tearing them cheeks up. Keep me a freak, who the flavor of the week? If I make up the rules, then I don't think
cheating. Jordan, Tommy, Timothy, Daniel, Milo, Jonathan, bring in Sarah. Tryna brag about taking my man. Ha, I needed me a off my hands. Uh-uh, don't be like that. Be like this. Yeah. Ay, his friends and his dad hate me. I broke his little heart, he'll cry, baby. If I ain't let him hit the pump by now, then that blame if he's still waiting. I ain't even saved your number. No, so no, I can't reply to no text. I make him cry about the pain. Probably why my so wet.
Your lordship, talking yachts and some more. I used to run the block, now I'm corporate. Hopping out, you know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad hide the burners. Mets hat in the sky like Bobby Smurder. They watch me like the chip, courtside at the Rucker. Flow only getting tougher, she begging me to cuff her. Brooklyn sweet chick waffles with raspberry butter. Wear a mink at the roller rink, middle of the summer. If I can't get it done, I got soldiers with me to cover. Queens get the money, we only stacking it up with. Cheese stay icy, cause get spicy. She on demon time, I get her a timepiece. Panic, not lit, not like me. Can't get nothing by me, my mind in 2090. K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Little advice, always add spice. Always get the liquor with the ice.
Not me.
I don't give a f- that's his wife. I could bag any f- and it's all white, nice.
They ain't bright.
If she tell me no, I'm getting tight. Look, every time you saw me, I was nice. Every time I saw you, you was light. Every f- you will look like a dyke. Look, I mean she might not never be my type. Nah, she might never be my type. Look, that trash. I only f- her for the hype. I only f- for the hype. Look,
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Saying Ferg back, but I've been with the sh-. Might make a grill with Tiffany's on my gentleman's sh-. My drill d- out in Brooklyn and they spinning it. Pop and pop out the whip while we sipping it. Model, that's precise. Tenders off the flights, keep the vision through the lights. Never blinded by the hype. Keep the Tommy near the belly, sincere, cause I'm hype. Got a ghetto Naomi Campbell designer with the Nikes. I'm the one talking spice. 12-year-old killers with the guns and the knives. Better run for your life. Got a queen in Queens and my ex a Puerto Rican spice. Harlem doing time, getting caught up with the swipes.
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Hey boy, we got another one.
Pricey.
Nostradamus. Fabio. Vroom. ASAP Ferg. Yeah!
Hey, yes, welcome, welcome back. You're still listening to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Listen, what you just heard, that was Nas with Spicy featuring Fabio Foreign and ASAP Ferg. Before that, you heard Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby with Crybaby. And we started off the show with the Savage remix, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce. And what do all of these tracks have in common? Well, all of these pieces of art won big at the Grammys last night. Megan Thee Stallion won for Best New Artist. Okay. Congratulations to her. And she also won alongside Beyonce for Best Rap Performance for the Savage remix that you just heard previously. And they are the first female artist to do this, making history all night. It was a beautiful thing to see. And so from the Nas, you heard Spicy, and King's Disease, the album that the song hails from, actually won for Best Rap Album, beating out quite a few big names in that category, notably Freddie Gibbs, that a lot of people online were discussing, you know, was it the right choice? But, you know, I really enjoyed a King's Disease album as well. But I will say, like, I'm a little biased. I'm more of a Nas fan than I am a Freddie Gibbs fan. So maybe, you know, I wasn't listening with the right ear. Exactly. All right. usually we would take a break right about now, but let's just keep going a little bit longer because Kay Trinata, man, Kay Trinata had such a big night. And I think that it's so important to highlight Kay Trinata's accomplishments because not only does he hail from Montreal, but, you know, he's also Haitian. Shout out, you know, all my Zos, Sac Basse, you know what I mean? It's just incredible what he's been able to do. And he won not one Grammy last night. He won two Grammys last night. So they have to do with these next two songs that we're about to play. I'll let you know which categories he won from right after this. Here we go.
Reset. She said, I don't mean no effect. Oh, ha, ha, ha. vex so. Don't vex so. My baby, don't vex so. Don't vex so.
I just wanna get behind you on the dance floor. Then I take it back to the back of the dance club. Handsome, always call me handsome. Then I hand rub, throw tantrums. If you leave me, that's it. Lord, no lie. When I ride on a beat, I just try to supply. Gonna be good. Thank you, don't even care about your man, though. Rip good, but I think I'm an asshole. Fuck me good, then I fuck so long that the moon and the sun's true position is sick, bro. And I roll it over, I call it a pick, bro. I'm on top, I don't mind if we switch clothes. Next morning when we leave, you can switch clothes. Pissed off, you ain't get my number when I hit, though. Real nice with the words, but I mean with a nice stroke. And I kinda bite though, aight ho.
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, try, she no forget. No, no forgiveness. So, to the left, to the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said, I don't want no effect, oh, and I say, no vex, oh. No vex, oh, my baby, don't vex, oh. My baby, don't vex, oh. Don't vex so, my baby, don't vex so, don't vex so.
Yes, welcome back. That was Vex O. Vexel, K Tronada, Gold Link, and you know, etc. Right here on The Spot with Miss Nikki on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it, you know, every first and third Monday. I'm having a really good time so far. It's only been a, you know, it's early. It's in the beginning of the show, but I'm just enjoying all of these successful Grammy winners. Before Vexo by K Tronada, you also heard 10% by K Tronada featuring Kali Uchis, which won for Best Dance Recording last night. And then K Tronada also won a Grammy for Best Electro Dance Album with Bubba. Man, congratulations to that young man. We are very, very proud of you here from, you know, all of us in Canada, if I could speak for every Canadian. And I would say we are very proud of you. Just an incredible album as well. You know, the Grammys don't always get it right. Don't get me wrong. But they got it right this time, I would say, for this. Now, before we get into, we're going to get into the break right after you hear the song. There's going to be a little break, but this song won for Song of the Year, which is a songwriter's award, for those who don't know, which is different than the Record of the Year award. It went to her, I Can't Breathe. Let's get into it.
At the same time, all the corruption and justice, the same crimes. Always a problem if we do or don't fight and we die. We don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil? Oh,
all the time. Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, well, I decided to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you would miss me so much. Should I do another one? Okay.
Okay. Welcome back from the little break. You know, gotta give you guys that good information, that PSA. You're still tuned into The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. Make sure to tell all your friends right now. You're right in the middle of our Grammy special. The Grammys were last night. They were, you know, I was excited as a music fan. I liked it. I thought it was more enjoyable than some of the, you know, more recent Grammys, I would say. I wouldn't mind this format all the time because it really focuses on the performances and it was like outdoors. So it was an interesting vibe. You know, I was here for it. But you know what? Let me not ramble any longer because let's get into the VIP topics. Then when we're in the VIP topics, we'll be able to, you know, talk a little more about the Grammy. So let's do that.
Welcome to the VIP corner.
Okay, welcome to the VIP corner. Very important people or very idiotic people, depending on how they're acting this week. You know what I mean? And today, I mean, the big topic today all show long is the Grammys. It was Grammy weekend. Grammys were yesterday. It was a big deal as always, you know. Well, I mean, big deal, yes, but some of these awards I do take with a grain of salt because some people made history last night. Yeah. And we're going to talk about it, okay? Not only did some people make history, some people weren't as historical or memorable. And I'm speaking specifically about Trevor Noah. I did not find Trevor Noah really funny. I'm going to be honest with y'all, okay? Like, I've found him funny in the past. I have found him funny in the past. He was the host of the Grammys, if you guys don't know. It's just last night, it was a little bit off. There was, I don't know what it was. It just a lot of the things came off dry. His opening monologue, His opening monologue was okay. It was just like, I don't know. I wouldn't invite him back. You know what I mean? Just get LL Cool J, have him look good up there and announce the awards. But yes, Beyonce made history last night. She now has 28 Grammys, and she is the second most awarded Grammy person of all time. She's only behind Quincy Jones. But in terms of, you know, females, she's the top. There's nobody else above her. And basically, in terms of singers, male or female, she's the top. So Quincy Jones, as we know, is a music producer. That is crazy bananas. First of all, I wasn't even sure Beyonce was going to show up. She did lead the pack this year with 9 nominations, including things for Black Parade, the song that she released along with her visual film, Black is King. She was also nominated for Brown Skin Girl, Best Music Video, which she actually won. So, I mean, I know she was nominated for quite a few things. I don't know. I just didn't expect to see her. So it was good to see her. She looked great. You know, she you know. Body was on point and everything. Jay was there looking like Jay, you know what I mean? And it was a good night for her because, you know, Trevor Noah kind of announced that she won. I mean, sorry, that she broke the record or she was tied with the record at the moment where Megan Thee Stallion had just won her award. And, you know, Beyonce was up there with her because she's featured on the song. But Beyonce was definitely trying to make it more of Megan's moment. And when Trevor kind of like interrupted that, it kind of felt like, I don't know, maybe Beyonce was a little ticked off because, you know, she's been in that position before, as we all know, where somebody's moment has been taken from them because of her. And I don't really think she appreciates that. But she did also genuinely look shocked that she had just beat the record. I feel like she didn't know anything about records or things like that. So congratulations to her. Speaking of her, as we saw, you know, her one song of the year, as we're going through this episode, since this is our Grammy special, you'll hear a lot more winners from last night. So I'm excited to get to some more of those. What else? Performances at the Grammys, man. Okay, so the performances I found were, you know, pretty interesting. Harry Styles opened up the show. I enjoyed his performance. I didn't know the song, but you know, you guys, I don't really keep up with top 40 radio that much anymore, but I enjoyed the song. I enjoyed the performance. He looked cute. You know, it was good. There was a Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion performance that was very interesting. You know, they performed WAP. They did a few of their own songs as well. Like Megan did Savage, Cardi B did Up. And then they came together and did WAP. it was good. Like, I mean, let me say something. Cardi's not a dancer, right? She's been trying over the years. And I'm proud of her. You know what I mean? Because I think that she puts in effort. And you can see when somebody puts in effort. And I appreciate that. But she did look like that choreography was, you know, whooping her a little bit. Like, she was like, I'm tired. But it was cute. Like, the setup was very cute. I thought overall they did a really good job. And it looked nice. It looked very woppy. Very, very sexualized. And then, oh my gosh, Little Baby had a very profound performance that I actually thought, like, that performance could have opened a show. There was a country singer that performed. They said something about her being the first black something about country. I'm not sure. I gotta find her name. But she performed a song called Black Like Me, which I found was really deep and really interesting. And I'm a pretty big fan of country vocals and that whole styling. So I was really interested in seeing that. And yeah, overall, I feel like the performances were pretty solid. Doja Cat had a performance that, honestly, I'm going to be honest, you know, why not? Like, I didn't particularly love it. I thought it was a little bit dry. There's something missing. I could tell she was trying to tribute Janet in the performance. I don't know. I just, and this is no hate to Doja Cat, because I have grown to get a kind of like an appreciation for her over the last couple of weeks, but I wasn't feeling the performance too much. Overall though, Grammys, pretty, I would say it was entertaining. It was an entertaining show for sure this year. And okay, enough of the Grammys. Something big that came out recently, Coming, the number two, America, which is the sequel to the 1989 film Coming to America, which was a classic, you know, Eddie Murphy film, Arsenio Hall, Shari Headley, John Amos, my goodness, James Earl Jones, you know, classic. Everybody knows Coming to America. Now, people had different thoughts about the sequel. A lot of mixed reviews. What I will say, and for you guys to get even more, like, deeply into my thoughts, I have talked about this on a couple different platforms, because you guys know I have some other shows. So on my podcast, on Breakdown to Lowdown with my co-host Clarence, we did discuss this, and we gave our, you know, profound thoughts and kind of review on the movie on the latest episode entitled Megan, You and Danger Girl. So if you want to hear more of my thoughts on that, go there. Also, Agree to Disagree, which is my IGTV show, weekly on Tuesdays with my girl Sokay from The Morning Detour. We're also going to be discussing that in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that episode for sure. Really quick, I would say, like, I was entertained, but I also had very, 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 very low expectations. I went into it, like, I was basically, if I had laughed once, my expectation would have been met. That's how low I went into this, because Coming to America, the original, is very dear to my heart, and I did not want to be disappointed. So I just took it as it was, and I looked at it as a big reunion. Y'all may feel differently. I would love to know how you feel, actually, and definitely hit us up on social media in the DMs, you know, slide in there at the spot 903 on Instagram, at the spot 903 on Twitter, and just search the spot on CKUT on Facebook, hit that like button, interact. I would love to hear what you thought about Coming to America, the sequel. And yeah, and also, of course, my personal pages where you can find my other shows at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusiQue. The music is spelled in Francais, in French. Okay, so that was Coming to America. Next thing I want to talk about, of course, the biggest interview of recent times, Oprah had, the former Prince Harry, is he still a prince? I'm still going to call him Prince Harry. And Meghan Markle on for an interview, an exclusive interview, where Meghan basically discussed the trials and tribulations that she went through by entering the royal family and dealing with the UK press and the subtle and then not so subtle racism that she faced, that subsequently led to her very serious depression and having suicidal thoughts, which is very, very serious. I don't think that any of that she said about her mental health during that time should be taken lightly. Overall, a lot of people were supportive of Meghan and, you know, kind of looking at the royal family sideways with some comments that were made about what her son's skin color would look like, about the way that she was not defended in the press for certain headlines that were written about her, racist and untrue headlines. It was kind of clear that there was something strange going on there. And Prince Harry came on a little later on in the interview and basically confirmed everything else. So, you know, in my thoughts on that is she's definitely not lying. I don't believe that she's lying. Some people do think that she's lying. There are some very big monarchists that are very upset with what Meghan did and that and what Harry did, that he's speaking against his family. What I will say is that the family turned his back on him first by not accepting or defending or protecting his wife or himself and talking ill about his unborn child. So let's just start there. Okay, let's just start there. It was a reaction to an action. I don't think that Harry would have ever left the royal family if it were not for these extraneous circumstances, which he basically alluded to. But thank God he's out, because now he sees that he was trapped. Didn't know he was trapped. He claims that his father and his brother are still trapped. There's a lot of speculation about which member of the royal family said the infamous comment about how dark Archie would be when he came out. I'm not going to speculate on here. You can hear me speculate on one of my other shows. Try to keep it PG on here. But listen, I think it was wrong either way. Just the conversation of it was wrong. Some people have thoughts about that. I don't understand how y'all have thoughts about that. It was wrong because you're questioning it because somehow there would be something wrong with dark skin. I just, you know, like the royal family, listen, let me not get fired. Okay. Let me keep some of these things to myself, but definitely hit up Breakdown to Lowdown, Breakdown to number 2, Lowdown, and hear the rest of my thoughts on that, because that was ridiculous. And it's so ridiculous that I want to get back into some really, really good music. I'm so excited because the album that I wanted to win for best R&B album did win. I do believe, because if I go back to my Grammy predictions, I believe it was either John Legend's Bigger Love or I wanted Chloe and Halle. Were they in best R&B? I don't know. But John Legend, I loved the Bigger Love album, and he did win. So excited. So we're going to get into 2 tracks from that album. Let Us See won for best traditional R&B performance. So we're going to get into that track. And then Beyonce won for best R&B performance with Black Parade. So we're also going to get into that. Here we go.
I don't need words, you don't need to say it. Go with the feeling, and I'll do the same. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first, you twist and you turn. I wanna learn. When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Wherever you're going, I'm going to.
If you ever hurt, then I'm gonna bleed. But I'll pick you up and put you back on your feet. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. Yeah, I do for you what you want me to. Cause
when I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Wherever you're going, I'm going to. I can't believe that I found someone like you. Oh, someone who needs that somebody like I do. Oh, I can't believe that I found someone like you. Like you.
are you going?
I'm going to.
Black, maybe that's the reason why they always mad. Yeah, they always
peace and reparation for my people. Woo. Fuck these ladies, just I'ma let it dribble up. Fuck this fading ways, I'ma let it dread all up. Put your fist up in the air, show black love. Motherland drip on me, motherland, motherland drip on me. Honey, come around my way.
Oh yes, oh yes, Montreal, you're still listening to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM with Miss Nikki. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Make sure you're telling all your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that they need to share the show. You know what I mean? When they hear it, they can share it. And then you don't even only need to listen to it on the radio, you know what I mean? You don't have to be in Montreal. So if you're listening to it in Montreal and you know somebody else who might appreciate the R&B vibes, the very great vibes that I bring, you know, you can tell them that they can search CKUT on the TuneIn app. They can also listen on the CKUT website, online, anywhere in the world. You know what I mean? So yes, Mondays, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. First and third Monday only, by the way. All right, what you just heard? That was Beyonce with Black Parade. Yes, that song just puts me in a good mood. You know what I mean? I had my thoughts about it initially. Y'all might remember last summer, I wasn't that excited about it when it came out. But the more I heard it, it was a grower for me. The more I heard it, the more I felt the vibes, the traditional aspect that she was bringing back to Africa, the roots, the words that she was saying as well, like putting people onto a lot of different things, the harmonies that are going on in the background, vocals stacked. Like, it's actually an incredible song once you dissect it, but initially it took me some time. So that one won for best R&B performance. Before that, you heard Letticy with Anything For You. She won for best traditional R&B performance with that song. Shout out to Letticy. We don't talk about Letticy enough, but just an incredible vocalist. And then we started off the segment with two John Legend tracks, with When You Move, I Move, John Legend featuring Jhené Aiko, and then John Legend, Oula, which both of them are from the Bigger Love album, which is an album I love. If you haven't heard Bigger Love, I suggest you go listen to it in its entirety, because there are so many great songs and great standouts on there that I believe, honestly, as a people, we kind of like didn't give it enough attention. So definitely go listen to that. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at TheSpot903 on Instagram. We are at TheSpot903 on Twitter as well. Search The Spot on CKUT on Facebook. Hit that like button, interact with us, because then you would have known that today is our Grammy special. We're talking Grammys all show long and playing songs from the winners. Yes, yes, yes. You can follow my personal page as well at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusique. The music is spelled in French on all platforms. Yep, yep, yep. Now we're going to get into our little Latin segment. I'm excited for this segment, okay? Because Bad Bunny is in here. Selena is in here. Fito Paez is in here, if I'm saying it right. But I'm excited because, you know, they were big winners last night. So Fito Páez actually won for Best Latin Rock or Alternative Album for the album La Conquista del Espacio. And we're going to hear the song of the same name right now. And then Bad Bunny won for his album that is a bunch of letters. I can't remember all the letters, okay? But we're going to hear a track from that album because he won for Best Latin Urban Album. Or pop, so it's called Si Veo a Tu Mama. And then we're gonna hear a song from Selena because she was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. So we're definitely gonna get into that. And instead, you know, and if we're just going Latin and we're gonna go international, still, we're gonna get into some Burna Boy right after that. So stay tuned.
Llevando nuestra música alrededor del sol.